Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Max Lanier. Pitching for the New York Giants, Max Lanier. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bubba Church. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bubba Church. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is hit by the pitch. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from Semenik and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman strikes out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Borkowski hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rigney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rigney scores. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lockman moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Church covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Klusowski hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Semenek takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Semenek. The throw from Westrum and he is out, Rigney applying the tag. 2 outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Church hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Church juggles the ball. That's an error on Church. Lockman moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lockman scores. Mueller moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Westrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Church fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Lanier moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Lanier moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lanier scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Semenik hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Lanier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Deering now playing left field. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Westrum interferes with McMillan, who is awarded first base. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Bubba Church. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ewell Blackwell now pitching. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rigney is hit by the pitch. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Giants. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Klusowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Semenik is called out on strikes. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Westrum for a passed ball. Klusowski moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.